Billy Bunter's Postal Order by Frank Richards, performed by Martin Jarvis. Mr. Quelch frowned. His frown was directed towards the fattest member of his form. Every fellow in the Greyfriars remove, excepting Billy Bunter, noted that frown on the formmaster's severe brow, and sat up and took notice accordingly. Quelch's frown in that form-room had almost the effect of Jove's nod on Olympus. If it did not exactly shake the heavens, at least it warned all concerned that the thunder was about to roll. In which circumstances, nobody in the remove form wanted to draw Quelch's attention to himself. Harry Wharton, who had a football list under his desk, dismissed it from mind. Bob Cherry, who had been thinking of projecting an ink ball at Lord Maulevrier, abandoned the idea. Frank Nugent, who'd been whispering to Johnny Bull and Hurry Jamset Ram Singh, became as dumb as an oyster. Only Billy Bunter remained regardless. Bunter, apparently, couldn't care less. That was not because Billy Bunter was a fellow of tremendous nerve, reckless of his formmaster's frown. It was because Bunter didn't see the signs of gathering wrath. There were two reasons for that. The first was that the Owl of the Remove couldn't see very far anyway, even with the aid of his big spectacles. The second was that Bunter's attention was fixed not on Quelch or on the lesson, but on the form-room clock. Every 4 or 5 minutes, at least, Bunter's eyes and spectacles swiveled round to the clock. For some reason, known only to himself, Billy Bunter was unusually and particularly anxious that morning for break to arrive. Now, once more, those eyes and spectacles were concentrated on the clock, while the thunder grew and intensified.